The French film Time Out, about an alienated businessman, has arrived from Europe where the critics loved it. It opened in New York and L.A. to the same kind of ecstatic reviews. Our film critic John Power says it deserves all the praise.
A couple of years ago, I was talking to a dear friend in the Bay Area and asked how she liked her job as a consultant. She told me that the only time she liked it was when she was driving from one appointment to the next. When she actually got there, she felt that her job had nothing to do with who she really is. But she couldn't quit because, well, you have to live. A lot of people feel exactly the same way, which is why it's so easy to understand Vincent, the unhappy executive at the heart of Time Out, the mesmerizing new French film that's as good as anything you'll see all year. When we first meet him, Vincent's on the cell phone with his wife Muriel, talking about his long day at the office. Their conversation couldn't be more ordinary, except for one thing. He's lying. His company actually fired him several weeks earlier, and though his family doesn't know it, he now spends his days driving around, hanging out in shops, and struggling to stumble across a new sense of self while ducking the necessity of landing another job. Eventually, he arrives at an elegant solution. He invents a new life. He goes to Geneva and pretends to land a UN job aiding economic development in Africa. Naturally, one lie leads to another lie to prop up the first. And as Vincent keeps digging himself in deeper, we anxiously wait for him to get caught or snap. Time Out was directed by 40-year-old Laurent Canté, who's won huge international acclaim for exploring the one universal activity that artists always seem to ignore: work. His previous movie, Human Resources, was the smart, gripping story of a blue-collar kid who goes to college and winds up becoming a manager at the very factory where his dad is a union worker. Time Out vaults Canté's work to a new level. Not only has he raised his sights to the executive middle class, but his style now rivals Alfred Hitchcock's knack for being mathematically precise yet profoundly mysterious. This psychological thriller pulls you in just like quicksand. In a sense, it's strange that we should care what happens to Vincent, for he's not especially likable, nor is his quest for freedom as morally friction-free as it might be in a Hollywood movie. In order to pay for his family's middle-class life, Vincent actually starts bilking his old friends with a confidence scheme. And soon he's hooked up with a black marketeer who tries to teach him how to cross the shadow line between the criminal and the respectable. We enjoy seeing Vincent learn the ropes of living outside society, but Vincent himself doesn't feel altogether good about his new freedom. He's like an ex-con who misses his cell. The movie's carried by a riveting performance from Aurélien Recoing, a famous stage actor who, in his first lead film role, transforms the bottled-up Vincent into an encyclopedia of emotional nuances. Little smirks of delight, microscopic tremors of regret, short-lived glimmers of exuberance as he tools around in his new, ill-gotten SUV. Vincent knows that the jobs that he's fit for don't express his inner feelings or dreams. He, too, says that the only things he liked about his old job was the driving. "Life is first boredom, then fear," wrote Philip Larkin, the poet laureate of glum ordinariness. Whether or not we use it, it goes. Vincent's attempts to use his life, or at least create a fictional life freer and more magical than his own, is not without a desolate sadness. Time Out's story is very loosely based on the notorious real-life escapades of one Jean-Claude Roman, who spent 18 years pretending to work for the World Health Organization in Geneva, and then, when discovered, murdered his family. Canté's too talented merely to mimic such a grisly scenario, and he gives Vincent's tale an unexpected turn you'd never find in a Hollywood movie like, say, Falling Down. Although we know that things can't possibly end well, Time Out's brilliant last scene offers us a vision of the modern world that's at once milder and more terrifying than anything suggested by the Roman case. As we gaze at Vincent's desperate face, flickering with tiny pains, dishonesties, and ambivalences shot through with suffering, Canté movingly shows us how, in the world of work, there are circles of hell of which Dante could never have dreamed.
John Powers is executive editor of LA Weekly.